Title: Picking Up the Key to NYC, New Vaccination Regulations Now Effective for New York City Employers. Content: On August 3, 2021, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the Key to NYC program, Key to NYC or the program, which implemented new mandatory COVID-19 vaccination requirements for employees and patrons of certain indoor establishments in New York City, effective August 17, 2021. Business entities covered under Key to NYC must require proof of COVID-19 vaccination for employees, patrons, and most other individuals entering the premises, with certain limited exceptions outlined below. On August 17, 2021, the program's effective date, the city simultaneously released new guidance and frequently asked questions regarding how covered businesses may comply with Key to NYC, which are summarized below. Because enforcement of the program begins on September 13, 2021, New York employers covered by the program should be aware of its implications and take necessary steps towards compliance. What entities are covered under Key to NYC? The following entities are covered under the program: indoor dining establishments. Any food establishment that is part of the NYC Department of Health and Mental Hygiene's restaurant grading program that offers indoor dining or beverage service qualifies as a covered entity. Covered entities include restaurants, catering halls, event spaces, hotel banquet rooms, bars, nightclubs, cafeterias, grocery stores with indoor dining, coffee shops, fast food or quick service establishments with indoor dining, businesses that operate indoor seating at food courts, including in hotels and malls, and businesses that provide on-premises catering services. If a food establishment offers only takeout, delivery, or outdoor dining, any indoor tables, chairs, or other furniture used for indoor dining must be removed or blocked off so that they are unavailable for use. Indoor fitness establishments. Covered entities include standalone gyms and fitness centers, hotel gyms and fitness centers, gyms and fitness centers in higher education institutions, yoga, Pilates, dance, and bar studios, boxing and kickboxing gyms, fitness boot camps, indoor pools, CrossFit or other plyometric boxes, and other places holding indoor group fitness classes. For purposes of the program, a group fitness class is defined as two, or more participants led by an instructor. Indoor entertainment establishments. Covered entities include movie theaters, music or concert venues, adult entertainment, casinos, botanical gardens, commercial event and party venues, museums and galleries, aquariums, zoos, professional sports arenas and indoor stadiums, convention centers and exhibition halls, performing arts theaters, bowling alleys, arcades, indoor play areas, pool and billiard halls, and other recreational game centers. If an indoor entertainment establishment has both indoor and outdoor portions, only the indoor portion is covered by the program. Indoor dining, entertainment, and fitness establishments in the following settings are exempt from Key to NYC. 1. Private residential buildings where the setting is only available to residents. 2. Office buildings where the setting is available only to office staff. 3. Pre-K through grade 12 schools. 4. Senior centers. 5. Community centers, and 6. Child care programs. What are a covered entity's obligations? Covered entities must require all individuals, with certain exceptions noted below, to display proof that they have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine and, for anyone appearing to be 18 years of age or older, proof of identification. Specifically, a covered entity must require proof from 1. Employees, 2. Patrons, 3. Interns, 4. Volunteers, and v. Contractors who are residents of New York City. Businesses subject to the program may choose to keep a record of people who have previously provided proof of vaccination and identification rather than requiring proof upon each entry into the establishment. There are certain exceptions to this mandate. Specifically, covered entities need not require proof of vaccination or identification for 1. Individuals who need to use the bathroom or a locker room to change clothes. 2. Individuals making deliveries or pickups. 3. Individuals who enter the establishment solely for the purpose of making necessary repairs. Or 4. Individuals picking up items for takeout or delivery.